The alliance focused on four pillars: education, youth, migration, and media. And then when I took over last March, I add to the mission of the alliance mediation, arts, music, entertainment, and sport.
The alliance has been around for some time, but you having been a former president of the General Assembly and involved in international affairs, what additional qualities do you bring to the alliance?
It's very challenging mission and position. I think with the skill that I gain and experience during these years, I can add to the work of the alliance. The mission is very challenging, as I said, because it's really focused on different issues. And after that, at the end of the day, the mission is to bring peace, security, and stability for the international community.
We live predominantly in a world of intolerance, xenophobia, marginalization, tensions, and conflict. What role can the alliance play or is playing to make it a world that is more tolerable and equal?
The role of the alliance, especially on the different cultures we are dealing as well with, approaching the religious leaders to play a positive role, especially when there is religious tension and xenophobia, and encourage also societies to focus on tolerance. I just came from Azerbaijan. I participate on a very important conference with the president, and I inaugurate the tolerance center, which is built by the government of Azerbaijan. And this is where we are using also media to help us to play a positive role, reaching out to civil society so they can also play a positive role, private sector. It is a very challenging mission. 3 months is really a short time, but I look forward really to be able to achieve what is my mandate.
You mentioned in your speech in Azerbaijan something about Do One Thing for Diversity and Inclusion, a campaign.
Yes.
What is it all about?
This is to bring society together, especially the international community every year celebrate the cultural of peace. So this is part of what we are doing on celebrating and try to encourage the society, and even with the different backgrounds, different race, to work together and to benefit from cooperation and also promoting the cultural of peace around societies in the world.
There are major historical and political transformations occurring in the Middle East, Asia, and beyond. How do these impact the efforts of the alliance?
You see, like what's happening in Syria today, it's worrying us, because at the beginning it was a call for democracy. We see today is becoming an ethnic conflict, and it's very complicated, and we really hope that a political solution can help the situation in Syria to stop what's going on, and then our role will come to deal with civil society, religious leader, to bring the society together. Then what we see today, Shiite, Sunnis, Christian, Kurds, others, Alawite, and this is the alliance. And of course, tomorrow I am participating on a working lunch in the UN to deal with what's happening in Myanmar as well, and to work out a plan and proposal to the Secretary General on how we can diffuse what's happening there between different ethnic groups.
One final question, sir. With whom are you working to build, quote-unquote, more peaceful communities throughout the world?
Today, I see it, since I took over 3.5 months, many countries are approaching us. They believe on the mission of the Alliance of Civilizations, and they want to work with us as a partner to promote cultural peace, to promote diversity among societies. As I said, in Azerbaijan, you know, I was amazed to see how the government are working closely with the societies to really live in harmony between Christian, Jews, and Muslims, and to protect their heritage, to work as one society. This is what we need for the world. And I am really looking forward to increase my relations with different countries and different societies and private sector to achieve this. Especially, we live in a very diverse world, and we should focus on promoting cultural peace.